Eternity is fairly long, hard to measure, but we try. We mark our passage by big events like Christmas and Easter. The sun passes away and then returns. We have landmarks for these events within the larger calendar. Our faith in the West is measured by the Middle East. Our sacred book is a collection of stories called the Bible. So much of our written literature is derived from those stories. Faith in the West returns with the sun and hope is present again, and we think about sowing anew. Our churches are the embodiment of these ideas and reflect our aspirations for community. In Midland, the churches have been at the center of the community since its inception. Father Laborow is said to have had Midland as part of his charge along with Victoria Harbour, Wabauchene and Port Severn. By horse and sleigh in winter. Father Russell Cyril R. Azarez serves St. Margaret's Parish today. Presbyterians had their first ordained missionary for Midland in Reverend Alfred Scott in 1876. Reverend Alton Ruff reaches us today with Living Lent on YouTube. Anglicans had Reverend Jupp and his sister to build St. Mark's years ago. Reverend Martin Giebel, greatly loved by Anglicans and Lutherans alike, preaches a weekly sermon. Lovely church and stained glass, third and easy. Methodists built their St. Paul's on King in 1901. Karen Ptolemy Stamm in the pulpit here. The Baptists have been in Midland since the work of Lambert and Tench in the 1870s. Cliff Rumini is pastor at Calvary Baptist and Padre for RCL Branch No. 80. A caring community focused on Holy Week. Happy Easter. Editor's note. This article originally appeared in 2021.